T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Maloney.
Dudes are coming out of the office. They're playing ring toss, right? They're so excited walking out of there.
Christian Fourier.
Fourier, take it over. Gonna storm the castle. Get grounded.
And Glenn Ordway.
I'm going to take the hot take right now. Jimmy Garoppolo will be back.
Mookie Betts looked comfortable in Dodger blue last night.
He's baseball's LeBron James. I don't know that you can ever trade a player like that.
Teddy Bruschi joins the show at 4:30.
Bruschi time. It's Teddy Bruschi.
Now it's time for OMF.
Hello. Why did we trade this guy?
On EEI.
Oh, I'm miserable as a New England fan and a Boston fan. How could they do this to me?
Mookie.
Yeah, I got my Dodger hat on today.
You do have your Dodger hat on.
I am. You know what? I'm jumping in. It is so much fun to troll and twist the knife of all Boston sports fans.
Is it an LA year? Tampa year?
Either way, it doesn't matter. The fact that everybody is trolling Boston sports fans, just twisting the knife, just kind of just throwing salt in the wound, just making it so much more painful. I love it.
I don't feel the pain. I don't get it. I don't feel the pain. So here's where it started. Let's go back to the beginning of last night, because if you are, and if you're listening to us, you're a New England fan, obviously a Boston fan. And the night started off, which people saw the open on TV of the World Series and said,
another one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I recognize that voice.
Oh, my God. I recognize that voice.
I know him.
Oh, and here was the open last night to Fox Telecast.
In America, for over a century and a half, generations have loved baseball, experienced heroes, and heartbreak. This game has offered so much from so many. And always, October has meant the world. Tonight, two pennant winners step inside the lines to decide one champion. A singular focus dialed in. Growing up, from California to the Caribbean and beyond, each dreamed of this. The glow of these lights, the thrill of the first pitch, thriving under pressure, the drama to come. Ain't never panic, I'm a superhero. After all that has occurred in 2020, we arrive here. As a marvelous gentleman once exclaimed, in the year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
This sucks.
The fall classic endures, and it means as much as ever.
I don't disagree. Is that the intro you want to the World Series?
The Dodgers.
It's a little word. What do you say?
On Fox.
That's it?
I mean,
this what everybody's all upset about?
I mean, I get it. You know, I'm with you. Half of them, I'm like, huh? I'm like, that's. Wait, that's Tom Brady. Then thanks, Tom. Like Buck comes back, and I'm like, that was Brady. But is that the energy you wanted right there? Like he's like reading, you know, slowly.
That's baseball.
But it's not energy. That wasn't
that's
like
your sport. That's baseball. That's what they wanted.
Might as well just
Somebody
throw on
that for Brady.
The old guy there with the Red Sox and do another poem.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand. It's before the game one of the World Series. I'm like, that's what you got.
So it's time for some baseball.
Yeah, throw him on. Yeah.
So the people were so butthurt last night. First it was Tom versus Time, and now apparently it's Tom versus Boston. And you got it with the music and the whole world last night. So I'm reading some of these tweets that were out there. Remember when he cared about Boston sports this way? Really? You forgot Boston already? So Boston doesn't exist anymore, Tom? What are we doing?
He's 4-2.
You're
he's
really done rooting for
Tampa.
The Sox? Move on. Tom.
Good God. But I just didn't like it. I didn't think it was that good. There was no energy whatsoever.
Then he pissed him off even more, Lou, because he on his Twitter account and all of his media accounts last night, it was go Rays.
Well, that's fine. Whatever. What do you expect?
Go Rays.
No, but go Rays. It's like Mookie saying go Lakers. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? They're out there now. They're not here anymore.
Yeah, but
what
there is this ownership. I feel like fans still feel like they own him. Like they own his rights. Like you have to pay some sort of toll to play and root for Tampa. It's weird. Never seen anything like it. Like, you have no ownership of them. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. Mm. People leave and they move on.
Yeah, but it was tough. I mean, the open with Brady, the Dodgers are there. Mookie has the game he had, and then you get, you know, the emotional response afterwards, and everyone, oh, Mookie. But it's just, yeah, it was a tough night.
With everything that was happening, the fact that Mookie had an unbelievable game, the fact that Tom was all involved in it also, it's like worlds were colliding. The two guys that left, the two biggest stars in the city.
After beating Green Bay and after you lost to Denver.
Sure.
And your guy, you don't love anymore.
No. No, and not to mention all the analysts. It's like every opportunity they had, twist the knife, rub it in, talk about how stupid you are, nah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a twist the knife Wednesday. That's what we got. You know, we've got moral victory Mondays.
Yeah.
We got piss the game away Tuesdays. We had last week.
Twist
the knife Wednesday.
I like it.
I don't understand why we're all butthurt about this. I mean, you're right. Very rarely does a player play his entire career in one city. It doesn't happen anymore. And let's face it, Tom Brady was just asked to do this. He's got a script, and so
he was sending a message.
Does anybody remember?
You might as well put a horse in somebody's bed, cut the head off some guy's horse.
So that's all Fox was doing. They were taking the biggest star in Tampa, and apparently he's the biggest star in Tampa. Does anybody remember the open to the World Series in 2018?
How do you make history?
Don't bring common sense into this.
Bill Belichick.
Glenn. Once again, another electrifying opener.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gladiators returning to Rome. The World Series champs are coming home.
I like that guy. I like that guy so much better. And don't bring common sense into this. Glenn, don't include Bill into this. He doesn't. No. Uh-uh. No. Mm. No common sense is allowed.
But it's so lame that people are all worked up.
You win. Championships.
Yeah. Well, it didn't help, again, the Mookie Betts doing what he did last night, right?
Okay, well, he's a pretty good player. I don't know if you've heard, Lou. I don't know how much you know about baseball. He's a pretty good player.
The reaction I've seen around here, like, it's a surprise that Mookie's good. Like, what did you people think? Like, you knew when he left. Like, we've already been through this before, right? When he was traded.
Hall of Famer.
Like, did you think he was going to suck this year? Or for the next five? I'll give you five. He's going to be an MVP candidate for the next five.
And
he went out and did
famer.
Stuff last night. We've seen all the time. You knew he's a great player. You traded him. You moved on. But I feel like all of a sudden now there's like this surprise by watching Mookie last night saying, wow, how could they have traded him?
Oh, this is the guy that they traded? Oh, I was thinking of a different Mookie Betts.
I mean, the same people that were like, you know, in agreement with the trade, meaning some reporters, I think Ken Rosenthal included, now is like, how could they dare trade him after this game? I mean, you watched him for 5 or 6 years here. You could ask the same question when they traded him, but you were in agreement with the move. And now after one night, you get all emotional. It's like, oh, I didn't realize he was this good. Well, then shame on you. He's been the second best player in baseball for the last 4 or 5 years, period, end of story.
Well, you know,
and he's not going to change that for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years.
It was reality once again, stuck right in front of your face. And that's
what
people were doing, yeah. So I
could have been yours. Yeah,
somebody was critical.
Hold on.
Somebody was
if Mookie played for the Red Sox, do you think they would have won? More games?
Oh, they would have won a World Series.
Yeah, right? No. I mean, he would have.
No, maybe they would have won two more games. They're not. No, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they get up to 26.
Yeah.
What did they
although
win,
the although the guy
like
who
would
have been replacing is the only guy that was any good this year, or one of the two or
well,
three.
Well, that's a good point.
In Verdugo.
Maybe
so,
it would have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, no, they probably would have won two more games this year.
Max.
Two.
Yeah.
Two more.
Wins above replacement.
But I've even seen people being critical of the Red Sox for announcing, you know, they announced yesterday this redevelopment where they're going to develop all these businesses around Fenway Park.
Ooh, treat people, it like Patriot Place.
It'd be right. If people are comparing that to, the Red Sox are doing this right
Glenn,
now to shove it in our face.
John Henry could sell Fenway Park and the Red Sox to the Vatican for $0 and he'd be criticized for it.
There's no question.
Right? Like, just give it away. And people are like, how dare he give it away? This guy, I tell you what. I hate them.
That's sacred ground.
They're building around Fenway. Who cares?
Okay, and we are going back and rewriting history, because at the time when they traded Mookie Betts, most of the baseball experts out there were at least saying, giving you the reason why the Red Sox had to do it from a business standpoint. It's interesting because they are all, as you said, they're sticking the knife in your back right now and twisting it.
Yeah.
We'll get to hear from all of those people. And does anybody really believe that the Red Sox made the wrong decision in trading away Mookie Betts? We'll get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937, 430 today. It's Wednesday. It's Teddy Bruschi time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what makes us all feel better?
Matthew Moore, Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
How many times do I have to tell you they pick up the trash on Tuesday?
It's OMF.
This is what you're dealing with.
On EEI.
Mookie Betts has stolen the first base of the 2020 World Series. All of America wins free Doritos Locos Tacos.
You missed the Red Sox. Why did you trade this guy, Mookie Betts?
I wasn't a GM. I would have given some of my salary to sign him.
How about another hit? Red Sox fans are watching this going, hello, why did we trade this guy? How can they not afford Mookie Betts?
Joe, the Red Sox are going to have to live with this for a long, long time. He's baseball's LeBron James. I don't know that you can ever trade a player like that.
He might be the best overall baseball player in the game.
There he goes, the first throw home, and not in time. Around the tag is Betts.
The tag.
Great base running by Mookie.
I say, Sammy, he's the best player of the game. He said, Mike Trout's fantastic. This guy's the best player.
Red Sox fans have to watch him do what he's doing in series like this for, as you said, a long, long time.
Top of the order, Mookie Betts, first pitch with a fly ball to right field. Heading on back is Renfroe at the wall, and it's gone, a home run. Mookie Betts is doing merely everything.
It is what it is. Dodgers, enjoy Mookie.
Disingenuous David Ortiz right there. I would have given up some of my money. Does anybody really believe that? Does anybody believe that David Ortiz? Hey, David, it's John Henry. Can you do us a favor there, buddy? Can you give up some of your money? We want to load up the Brinks truck.
When Joe Buck was describing Boston fans watching Mookie Betts have all this success with the Dodgers, it felt like he was describing some guy having to watch his wife make love to another man. Like, it's like a threesome gone wrong. All right, man, this is going to be fun, boy. Woo! Next thing you know, you get kicked out of the bed and you got to watch.
You're the
gotta,
guy.
Yeah, you got to watch Mookie Betts be so happy and have so much fun with this other guy slash team.
Can we do this revisionist history, people? Because these are all a lot of these same people. When the deal came down, all understood it. Understood the position that the Boston Red Sox were in. They had no pitching. Okay, they were also over the competitive balance tax. So if they gave him money, it was actually going to cost them about $72 million a year to hold on to Mookie Betts. $72 million a year. We went through all of this stuff. Lou broke it all down for you, gave you the numbers. And then on top of that, you've got the coronavirus. People forget. Mookie Betts took a lot less than what he wanted because COVID-19 showed up and the all of the financial conditions changed.
If you didn't trade Mookie Betts, okay, what you would have lost was 60 games of watching Mookie this year, in which none of you watched anyways. Okay, you would have went from 24 wins to maybe 26. Because remember, the guy that replaced him was the MVP of the team this year. He was a pretty good player. And you would have been sitting here saying, well, at least we're going to get, after the fourth round in the draft, we'll be able to get a draft pick for Mookie. Like, that's the reality of what you are going to be facing. Because you weren't going to sign him. Now, people say, well, it's ridiculous. It's the Red Sox. You should sign him. The Red Sox decided that they weren't going to pay the man 12 years. They offered 10, and I think that was split. I don't think that was, you know, universally accepted. I think there were some people wondering if that was a smart move. And I get it. You know, they've signed bad contracts. Sandoval, Hanley, all these guys. You know, even Price, Sale, I should say, is a 5-year deal. Evaldi's 4-year deal. But it's a big difference between signing a bad 4-year deal, 5-year deal, signing a guy to 12 years. So you could disagree and say that they should have given him 12 years and eat the last, how many? How many do you want to eat? Five,
three,
six?
Three, four, five, six.
Yep. 5 years?
You don't know.
So 180 million? Just eat? That's fine. I guess if you want to do that, I get it. But Mookie Betts isn't the difference of winning and losing, because now you've got to go out and you got to improve this team in a lot of areas, like whether it is pitching, rotation, second base, you name it. I understand the pain because of the great player you had, but it's revisionist history right now. And the fact that you're absolutely right, Glenn, if the COVID-19 didn't hit, the Dodgers would be sitting here in the World Series thinking, I hope we win this because I think we're going to lose Mookie. Or it's going to cost us 430 if he has a really good postseason. Or 440 because the New York Mets, with new ownership, want to get involved. The Padres are sick and tired of losing your ass. The Braves might be sitting there saying, we might dive in. The Chicago White Sox, with their new manager, Alex Cora, may want to bring in Mookie Betts, you know, to Chicago. I mean, there's going to be a bidding war for Mookie Betts, but COVID hit, which changed his asking price, and it came down a lot more than it would have been. He would have been gone, and you had a fourth-round pick. And then people would be killing this team for not moving on from Mookie and getting a fourth-round pick for him. I should say a fifth-round pick for him, because that's what it would be. Killing them for doing that.
See, the other thing is that, you know, he had one big game. Sorry, he had in the first game of the World Series, he was the star.
Yeah.
He was making, and it was, listen, it's not like it wasn't impressive, but sorry, I've kind of seen it before. Not in the World Series, but I've seen what he's capable of. Sure. I've seen him make unbelievable catches, great throws. The guy was an MVP, but people in L.A. and national people are actually trying to convince me that he never had this in him. Like, he's blossoming in front of the world's eyes. They're seeing it for the first time. So if this deal, by the time it would have been done, the last 6 years of this deal, you would be regretting it. And sports talk radio in L.A. would be crucifying the Dodgers, killing him. His last 3 years... What, in 28, 29, and 30? What is he going to be?
Yeah,
so he's $30 million. Dollars.
39 years old.
He'll be 39, okay? So what do you honestly think you will be getting out of him when he's 36? Call it 35. I mean, you said it earlier today. I'll let you say it. I mean, because I say it's a waste of money. And you say it's the...
The what? The price of doing business.
The price of doing business.
And that's what people
There's
will
the
say.
Cost.
It is.
So it really costs you. It's really a 6-year deal.
But I see. I think everything works out perfectly. This is why I say everybody wants to be the Dodgers. What the Dodgers have built, and Andrew Friedman from Tampa Bay, this is what everybody wants to build. This is what your Red Sox team wants to build. When you get to the point and you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers and say, you know what, they gave Kershaw 2 years or 3 years at 31. That's done after next year. You know, you got Mookie Betts. You're paying David Price 16 for the next 2 years. Canley Jansen, you gave $16 million to. That's it. He's done after next year. You get all these guys. You know, you let Grandal go because you got this kid Smith who's like a great catcher. You know, Max Muncy, you locked up really young. Corey Seager is another guy who's going to be a free agent after next year. You don't have any long-term deals. Cody Bellinger's got another year of 2 years of arbitration. I'm sorry, 3 years of arbitration. You have no long-term commitments. You have one beyond the next 2 years, and that's Mookie Betts. So you build a franchise that is so loaded that you could let Corey Seager walk because Gavin Lux is one of the best shortstops in the minor league system. He can play short. So you could afford to sit there and say, okay, we have no financial commitments long term. We're in on Mookie Betts. He's our one long term investment because we're loaded. We are loaded. Hell, we don't need Mookie Betts. I've already seen it. We've been in the World Series 3 of the last 4 years. So these people are like, Mookie Betts is the reason why they're here. Corey Seager's the reason why you're there.
So when the deal was done...
could have lost to Atlanta very easily. What would we be saying right then?
When the deal was done, most of these same so-called baseball analysts were all saying they were understanding it. They were giving you the numbers that Lou just gave you right now in the particulars. Now they're suddenly coming out of the woodwork to basically laugh at the Boston Red Sox. And how about this one? David Price. Anybody remember him?
Oh, he opted out.
Okay, opted out of a season in which it looks like his team might get themselves a World Series ring. And so David Price suddenly shows up. He shows up on Jason Stark's podcast.
You know, for Boston fans, I think that is a tough pill to swallow. You know, to have a player like Mookie Betts and to trade him away, that's tough.
I've seen people comparing it to the Babe Ruth trade.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
I understand that. You know, Mookie's that good, you know, period. And that's just not something you expect to happen with an organization like Boston. You know, that's just you expect a player like Mookie to be there for forever. And that wasn't the way it happened. And that wasn't the way it happened with Babe Ruth. And it is remembered daily.
Well, it's remembered today. It's remembered today.
I'll say this about David Price.
Yeah.
If when the Red Sox sold off Babe Ruth, they did that in order to get rid of David Price, I would look at that trade differently.
Yeah, who's Babe? What is that era's David Price? So please explain.
Hold that trump card.
The pain in which Mookie Betts was traded, just keep in mind, you got rid of that guy with him. That's all. That's all. That maybe softens the blow a little bit.
Dr. Andrews said I had a special elbow.
He's
going to get a ring, right? He's going to get a ring and do absolutely nothing.
Is he going to get a ring?
No, he's going to get a ring.
Yeah.
Does he feel like, should he walk in backwards to accept it so nobody sees his face? I'm not kidding.
You guys ridiculed me and mocked me and made fun of me.
Everybody makes their own personal decision, but I do wonder about some of these guys that opt out and they see things move smoothly, right? Baseball, I don't think they've had a positive test in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, if he's sitting there saying, you know, I don't know, the other guys, I guess, are safe. No one's died, right? Everyone's okay. Their families are okay. Did I make a mistake opting out? And it was one of the reasons why I was like, you know, just because of that, you know, and I'm not crazy about him. If the Dodgers had lost in 7, because they ran out of pitching?
Yeah, but how would he feel? If we're going to really call this Twist the Knife Wednesday,
Price is getting
David
a ring.
Price, one, getting a ring for not doing anything, and then kind of commenting on things. I feel like he should be seen and never heard, especially if he's not playing, especially if he opted out and he's not willing to play and take the difficult circumstances and all the adversity that comes with it, but he'll accept the freaking ring. Are you kidding me?
Then he's gonna sit
there and compare Mookie Betts to Babe Ruth. And so what are we gonna do, another 86 years of not winning a championship? Is that what's next? Did he want to purchase some theater somewhere in LA? What are we talking about?
How predictable was this, though, that David Price would come out and start talking about this? I mean, it's perfect. You would expect David Price to do it.
That's why he waits for times like this. Just piling on the reality that Boston is no longer the center of the universe.
Listen, I don't know if you're ever going to change anyone's mind, right? Because you've got the side that just says Mookie Betts was homegrown. I still think he's the second best player in all of baseball. You don't let a guy like that leave. And if that's your argument, I get it. Fine. You're the Red Sox. Okay. But the other side, I think people do look at it and say, okay, do you think a 12-year contract and the average of $35 million a year is a smart investment? And I think there's a lot of people that sit there and say, no, because we heard them. We heard them. As much as it hurt to have the guy get traded, there's still a lot of people, a lot of the same people that are bashing him now in the media, but still a lot of people that sat there and said, no, I know, 12 years. Listen, they tried. They tried to get him for 5 and 100. Oh, by the way, low ball offer, the same one that Alex Bregman took for the Houston Astros. Why did he take it if it's such an insulting offer? 8 years, 200. No. 10, just over 3. No. You know, off $100 million each and every time. Don't give me the whole, they lowballed his ass. That's a bunch of crap. He was going to free agency, and the Dodgers would be sweating it out right now if it wasn't for COVID, because they'd be paying over 420, 430, 440 if they really wanted to keep him, because teams would be diving in left and right. This kid's a businessman, period. And whoever paid him the most money is where he would have went. I'm not ripping him for it. I'm not saying it as a bad thing. It's just a reality. It's just a reality. He's a businessman, and he was going to go whoever paid him the most.
I think it was pretty obvious, and all of these same people that are chirping right now were all kind of saying that at the time. Now they watch Mookie Betts have himself a hell of a night, a home run, two stolen bases, scored twice, and are suddenly saying, ha ha, Boston, you blew it. Well, they also have, I think, a distorted view of who Mookie Betts is. We will get into that and get to your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF
on WEEI.
Why? You missed the Red Sox. Why did you trade this guy for Betts?
I wasn't a GM.
Ooh, baby.
I would have given some of my salary to sign.
So they were rebuilding. Rebuilding. Rebuild.
It is what it is. Dodgers, enjoy Mookie.
Dodgers, enjoy Mookie.
Oh, God.
Mookie.
They're all...
Would have given some of his salary.
They're all playing it up, aren't they? Oh, I tell you what. They're playing it up something fierce.
Didn't David Ortiz defend the Mookie trade when it happened?
Probably.
We should look that up.
I'm pretty sure he did.
See if we can find that. Yeah.
This is what's best for them.
Yeah. This one is interesting, too. This is A-Rod on Colin Cowherd's show yesterday telling us what Mookie is.
Give me a little on Mookie Betts, because I didn't watch a lot of Red Sox stuff. I watch him now, and it's like, oh, he is the juice to this baseball team. Oh my
God. You know, for Laker fans, I think he is what Magic Johnson brought to the very stoic Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? I mean, look at the smile. It is the Magic Johnson smile. It's a billion-dollar smile. But it's the athleticism. He's got Roberto Clemente defensive skills, but he can hit for power. He can hit for contact. He's a game changer. And I believe that if Corey Seager wasn't the MVP, I called Mookie Betts the silver medal, because he would have won the MVP strictly with his glove.
Christian, is Mookie Magic Johnson?
Okay, I just had to stop.
L.A.
Just,
Magic.
Wait, really? I mean, I know Alex Rodriguez has watched and listened and paid attention to what Mookie Betts is doing and saying up here in Boston. How in the world could he ever compare Mookie Betts, guy that's been on our show, guy that we've always said has no personality, okay? They need personality. They need star power. Compare him to Magic Johnson?
Who is he?
I tell you what, he said what Alex was trying to do is that he actually is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
He is the stoic one. He's not Magic, who is playing off the stoicness of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He is the stoic guy. He is the no emo, soft-spoken. I mean, he's energized and exciting when he's playing.
Well, see, that's
but
the
as
thing.
Far as a Madison Avenue star?
No.
That's not your guy.
No, that's the thing, though. You're absolutely right. He's Kareem. But, like, people want to match the personality with the way you play. Like, when you watch Mookie play, and again, unbelievable player, the energy that on the leadoff spot, he gets on bases, he's stealing bags, he's a perfect base runner, he is perfect defensively. Again, I always felt like there's no red flags on this kid. You know, and I'm glad just for him personally that he's doing well here in the postseason, you know, because that was the one debate, right? So you see this electric energy, what he brings to your lineup, what he brings to you in a base pass, what he brings to you in the field, and you make the mistake of saying that's his personality. He's not Nick Swisher. He's not Kevin Millar. He's not Johnny Damon. He's a electric player, but you're right. Like, everything he does, he wants to be under the radar. Like, he's not out there.
No.
He was great here. Like, how much did you say, oh, my God, how could you lose Mookie Betts' personality off this baseball team? That's not evident on a nightly basis. We don't see that from that guy.
I agree with you. And it's so out. It's such a just a reach to use. And not that I'm from L.A. And, you know, I'm glad the Lakers won an NBA championship.
Did they win that thing?
The fact is.
I thought that was still
the fact is that you want to hear electrifying? You want to hear electrifying and, you know, just edge of your seat and just, you know, where you're focused and you don't want to miss a word. Here's Mookie last night talking about, you know, stealing bases.
You know, once I got to first, you know, he was at that point, he was kind of, not in the zone as much. So I knew he was going to try and slow up and get back in the zone. And, you know, I was able to take advantage of it. And
that's all I need.
You know, and see.
That's all I need.
Electric factory.
That's all.
Yeah, What are we doing
here, Glenn?
I think there are two factors here, okay? And the first one, let's go on the personality. I think you nailed it. He is more Kareem than he is Magic Johnson. We debated and argued at the time. How is it that Isaiah Thomas has built a cult following here in Boston? He's got all of this attention. And Mookie, who's a much better player in his sport, was not getting a tenth of that, right? There was a reason, because Mookie didn't have the great personality. Here's the second one, and Luke can, I think, attest to this one. How many playoff games has Mike Trout been in? The best player in the game. Bryce Harper left his team to go to the Phillies. His team won the World Series that year. So we know in baseball, Magic Johnson in basketball can be the deciding factor in a team winning or a team not winning.
So if Mike Trout was...
Can't do it in baseball.
If Mike Trout was available and the Dodgers traded for Trout, you think they'd make the playoffs with Trout instead of Mookie?
Yes, because the rest of the team is really
good. So wait, it's not Mike Trout's fault?
Right.
Oh, okay. So you need more than just like a player.
Because, yes,
I mean, the Braves were this close away from beating your ass and this not really being a discussion. It's baseball, you know, and it's team building. It's not just the big league team. It's everything included. People talk about the Red Sox and, like, you know, spend. I want you to go back and think about the four championships the Red Sox had, and you tell me, which ones did they win by spending in free agency? Which ones did they do that with? Because last I checked, they traded for Pedro. Manny Ramirez, they signed. They got a minor league deal, okay, with David Ortiz. They had a trade for Schilling. They signed Keith Falk. They had a trade for Beckett. They had a trade for Lowell. You know, they had a trade for Sale. They had a trade for Kimbrel. They had a trade for Mikey Lowell. Did I even mention him yet? I think I might have. But it's through trades. And so how do you trade a guy? You got to build up the system, right? The free agency is actually where they failed. That's where they have failed. So it's... People always talk about this team needs to spend. No, they think they realize what they need to do, and they've spent a lot of money. And I just
see, but yeah,
I don't
but,
see how people don't understand like what we're doing here with Mookie. One guy can't get you there.
Yeah,
you
but
need to build more around it.
But see, here's how they're twisting the knife, because the narrative that is being created now is that not only did they trade this unbelievable athlete who is young, not only did they trade this guy, but they got rid of a Magic Johnson-esque personality.
No.
So that makes it even worse. So, no, that's not me. We know. I mean, Colin Cowherd, he knows. Alex Rodriguez knows. People in L.A. don't know. They have no clue. They've dealt with one shortened season, and now they're getting the playoffs, which is not even being held in the state. So how do they really know? That to me is comical. It took him going to the L.A. Dodgers and having one unbelievable game where he made a huge difference to sit there and all of a sudden say, oh, this guy's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
So you heard Ortiz say, I don't know how you let him go. I would have paid him. I'm not the GM. This was David Ortiz back in spring training of this year.
We had a good offer for him, but I understand that he saw what I was going to get more. So I think the Red Sox decision was perfect, because you're just not going to let a great player go after the season. You know, before the season even begins, you try to get something on exchange that you can have for a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for both sides, I think it was really good.
You missed the Red Sox. Why did you trade this guy for Betts?
I wasn't the GM.
I think it was really good.
In a statement back on February 20th down in Fort Myers, he never mentioned that he would have given up money to some of his salary.
Yeah, I can't find that audio, Glenn.
Perfect. He called it perfect. I think the Red Sox decision with him was perfect. This is all revisionist history.
I mean, really,
now.
At the end of the year, when you make a trade like that, it hurts during the year. But when it's all over and you can sit there and say, okay, Mookie was going to go get his 12-year, $430 million somewhere else, and you would have been left with a fifth-round pick. You know, instead, you got a kid, Alex Verdugo, who hit 320 and played a great right field and is, you know, actually is electric on the field, too, for a team that sucked. And I don't know what the hell Jeter Downs is going to be. So, you know, you actually got something, because right now is when you should be sitting there saying, all right, now I'll take that deal. Because, you know, he would have been gone anyways, right?
Yes.
Now is when you should be sitting there saying, okay, I get it back in May. You're like, no, I wanted one more year of Mookie. I wanted 162 of Mookie. I wanted to watch him play. I love watching him play. Well, then it turned to 60. But when the season's over and you got a guy in a free agent in the final year of his deal, that's when you should go back and say, well, now I'm glad they traded him because we didn't win the World Series. You know, wouldn't have won it with him.
So I'm convinced, even if the last 7 months did not happen with the coronavirus, I'm convinced that today we would be looking at this situation and saying Mookie Betts is going to make over $400 million. And therefore, the Red Sox cannot afford to go and do that type of deal. Because
I would couch that in saying, you know, can they afford it? Or they're not willing to. They're not going to.
Well,
you could criticize them for not going to, but some people feel like it's a smart decision not to. But
how do they put their roster together in doing so?
No, you just stay over the luxury tax forever.
Forever.
So it's no big deal. Yeah. You know, I mean, because if you were over and you kept Mookie and you went out to try to get a guy like Springer to put next to him, you know, not only would it have cost you a second-round pick, which is what it will for qualifying, but it would cost you a fifth-round pick and $1 million of international signing bonus.
That's crazy.
So, you know, because you kept Mookie, because you're over the luxury tax threshold. So all these things sort of in building your team, hey, yeah, let's lose another draft pick. Let's lose another two draft picks. We just lost a draft pick for what happened with our freaking team and the manager the year before. So it's just not a healthy way to go about it.
Well, you know what's happening. People are looking at it emotionally, okay? That's what they're doing. But we just cited it. Mike Trout, no matter where he goes, is not going to make that much of a difference in a team. Now, you want to take LeBron James, and I think it's been proven in basketball. You move LeBron from Cleveland to Miami. Guess what? You can win. It makes a huge difference. If he goes back to Cleveland, it can make a huge difference. If he goes to L.A., huge difference. Basketball is different. It's not like Magic Johnson. No. You're an outfielder. You're getting four at bats a game.
It's just so funny to me how suddenly Mookie Betts has this unbelievable Magic Johnson personality. Like he's so engaging.
Seemed like a nice guy, didn't he?
Seemed like a nice guy with a nice Magic smile. Johnson smile.
He's got a crooked smile when he's got.
It's not even that. It's again. Great player, second best player in the game. But then you've got, I think it was Rick Ankiel, and was it Tino Martinez?
And Nick Swisher at the very end of this clip.
And
all three on Mookie Betts.
Where Mookie
night.
Is now in the game.
Player, what an overall, he might be the best overall baseball player in the game. And I talk about that from a mental standpoint, too. Like, there's nothing he can't do.
I say, Sammy, he's the best player in the game. Say, Mike Trout's fantastic. This guy's the best player.
Yeah, well, by the way, man, you got to think of all the other things he's done, right? To be a bowler, you got to be able to be focused. You got to be able to keep that focus for 10 frames, and that's exactly what he's done. He's had, I don't know how many different 300 games. Bro, I'm telling you, that has something to do with his mindset.
It's hard to argue with it, man. There's nothing like base running. Like, he's excellent at every single, you know, thing of the game, right? Base running, defense. It doesn't matter. Like, he's never not paying. He's never not in a play that makes that's important.
They're right about him. But to just push Mike Trout aside, listen, Mike Trout is the greatest baseball player of all time.
Well, what about Babe Ruth?
No, of all time. 10 years in the league. He has won MVP or been runner-up every single year except one because he got hurt, played 114 games. He is the best player in baseball. He is the greatest player of all time. And I know it's only been 10 years, but something tells me he's got another 5, 6, 7 left in him. Mookie is outstanding. But to push aside a guy with a career OPS of 1,000, career. Mookie's great. He's great. 895. God. I love the kid, but it's like saying
he's the... When the lights are on the brightest, Mookie Betts will show up.
Well, that's not true. That is not true.
That is absolutely not true.
We've seen that in Red Sox history.
Again, that is my point. Wait, that is my point.
Not true. He was an underachiever in the postseason.
Making things up.
Jackie Bradley Jr. had bigger hits in the postseason. What are we talking about?
That part drives me crazy. Now he's magic. Now there's not a situation that he doesn't succeed in. There's not one situation, there's not a full count with bases loaded that he can't get you a hit.
You're overreacting.
And again,
that's what they're doing.
Great player, but you're just making things up.
Yeah.
You know, going into this year, he's a .227, you know, batting average guy in the postseason, .654 OPS. like I said, that's one area where you start to wonder, like, okay, he'll figure it out eventually, and he has. But you can't come out and just say he's dominant, you know, postseason when the lights go on.
I say, Sammy, he's the best player of the game. No. Mike Trout's fantastic. This guy's the best player.
He's great. And I don't know if it's a put down to say he's the second best player in the game right now, because I think the best player is also the best player ever to play the game. And that's Mike Trout.
Did the Red Sox make the wrong decision dealing him away? To the phones we go. Here's Dave in Connecticut. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I think the decision was no question, it was the right decision for the organization going forward. Mookie Betts got so much money to play this game, which is okay, but think about this game last night. How does this game equate to a great game? He had a home run that barely went over the right field wall. Oh, he had two stolen bases and two runs. That's not a great game. A great game is 3-for-4, 4-for-5 with a grand slam in the eighth and ninth inning to win it for your team. Mookie Betts did not have a great year this year. He didn't have a $30-plus million year. He disappeared in the series before this. Did anybody watch the series before this?
Yeah, he made one great catch. One home run, I remember.
And he disappeared.
Right. Yeah. He made a great catch.
He made a multiple.
He did make a great catch.
Number one, he had multiple great catches. Number two, he had a very good year. I have no clue what you're talking about. He had 16 home runs. He had 292. OPS over 900. I don't know. Did you watch the game? I know Bellinger had two home runs, but then he came out in the fifth with a walk, a stolen base, a double steal. He scored in a fielder's choice that nobody else in the league probably would have scored on. Like, what are we doing?
He stole.
And are we really going to sit there and say home runs because they don't count because it just barely went over? What are we, nuts?
Yeah, they count. As long as they go over.
Listen, the ball wasn't even hit out of the infield, and the guy was able to score from third. Like, that alone?
He's one of the best base runners in baseball.
That was insane.
Yeah, nobody's questioning how good a player he is. That's a different story. Here's Eddie in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, maybe I'm wrong. And I've been wrong before, but maybe. You know, I don't think Mookie was going to sign in Boston no matter what. He was given no indication, you know, in the early days that he wanted to stay here. I remember hearing talk, oh, he wants to go down to Georgia. He wants to go play in Atlanta. If you offered this, I'm telling you, if they offered him $1 billion a year, he wasn't staying in Boston. He made his mind up a long time ago. He was not finishing his career here.
I disagree with you entirely, Eddie. I think he's like Darrell Revis. I think, and Luke termed it earlier, he's a great businessman. He's looking at it saying, I'm not leaving a single dollar on that table.
Never did.
I'm taking them all off the table. And if Boston had offered him $400 million, he'd be here in Boston right now. I disagree.
Well, he
I don't think he ever had a problem with Boston.
He played them wrong. He should have signed a long time ago, and he would have had more money than he sent.
No, that's not true. Nobody knew COVID-19 was going to hit. You're not playing that into. So he developed more leverage month by staying with it and letting it just fester, as opposed to doing what Kyrie Irving did and said, if you'll have me back, I'll come back. He didn't.
When the Red Sox trade him to L.A., what was that, January?
I believe it was, right? Yes.
So why did it take till July 22nd to sign an extension with L.A.? And why July 22nd? What was going on July 22nd? What were we doing then? I think we're all at home. Were we just COVID. Back in studio?
No. Yeah.
So why didn't they sign him in February?
Can't remember
why didn't they sign him in March?
Corona,
spring training.
Virus.
Yeah, why didn't they sign him to an extension in the spring training? Because he wasn't interested.
No, he wanted
because he wanted to go to free agency.
He wanted the bank heist. That's what he wanted, and he thought he was going to get it. And guess what? I think a lot of people in Major League Baseball thought he was going to get it, and then the coronavirus hit, and everything has changed. Talking about things changing, anybody missing Jimmy G? He's coming to town this Sunday. We get to that story coming up next. Meanwhile, this hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and their Ram Jeep Adventure Days. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.